You saw filming.
Oh yeah. Lots of filming.
And I don't know how close they would allow you to it, but did they right across the street?
Right across the street. Where my office is right over there, and I just
watched. If you were on this side of the table, you could see the house where they filmed. And so we stood on our front porch and filmed day after day after
day. Picture after picture with thousands of pictures.
Yeah. And so they didn't actually want us taking pictures, but it's pretty hard to run you off of your own property. And so,
and a newspaper.
And a newspaper.
What do you expect?
So we had lots of pictures here, and then when they filmed down the street, a friend of ours owns a property down there, and so we went down there and filmed. So we filmed, I don't know how many days, but many days. Yeah. So one story I like and would like to share is we have a kid who takes pictures for us for the newspaper. He started when he's 14, and he just turned 20. And he took pictures over and over, and he has a picture of De Niro, Marty, and Leo that was actually on 60 Minutes recently.
Oh, really?
Because they were doing something about David Grand's new book, The Wager.
Yes, I saw that. Right.
Yes, and so his picture was actually used on 60 Minutes. So we thought that was really cool.
Someone's absolutely.
That was filmed in Fairfax.
In the film, they'll see a house that was blown up. I think mm-hmm. you referenced to that. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how they set that up. And that's here in Fairfax. And you drove me past the vacant lot now.
Right.
Tell me about it.
And so when the location people came here, they said, you know, are there any houses here that, you know, look like the house that was blown up? And I said, oh, yes, there's a house just down the block that's vacant. That's really almost an exact duplicate because Osages had to have an architect design their home. So sometimes they'd share those drawings. So this house was a duplicate of the house that was blown up. And so they got in touch with the woman who owned it, and it was in decay. They took the house. They painted it to absolute perfection, inside and out.
Furnished it.
It was beautiful. And then they sort of fake blew it up. So they would bring a dozer in and tear down part of it, and they laid gas lines under it. Jack Fisk, I would get sort of tickled because they'd be filming this as if it had exploded. They'd turn on the gas line so there'd be a fire. But Jack Fisk, when they would stop, would go over and move a board like it wasn't quite right. You know, we had to have the blown up. And he was looking at pictures of the house after it had blown up. So they had that house. They had a car that was blown up during the explosion. And so my sister got very concerned that they'd taken a 1920s car and destroyed it. And so the people who had built a fake blown-up car actually drove it to her coffee shop to show her that they had built it to be blown up. It wasn't an actual 1920s car. And so they would film something as if it were an explosion, and then they'd move some boards around. They painted part of the trees so it looked like they were burning.
And houses nearby.
And yes, houses nearby. Because when the night that the house exploded,
huge
flames started immediately after. One of the nights that they filmed across the street here, they were filming as if Leo had just heard the explosion, Ernest Burkhart. And so he would walk out of the house as if he had just heard the explosion. And they had extras standing behind this house, standing behind every house on the street in 1920s
night clothes,
which is more clothes than most people wear full time these days. And so they would, you know, action, and all these people would
run down the street.
Because what happened the night of the explosion is that all the townspeople grabbed a bucket and started heading that way because they didn't know what had happened. They just heard an explosion. And eventually a fire truck came and laid two little tiny water lines and started putting out the fire from it. But the night of the explosion, the whole town was awakened.
So real quick, because I can tell people to watch the movie, but why was the house exploded? Why did it?
Because Rita was Molly's sister, and Bill married to Bill Smith, and then the idea was Rita would be killed, and then Molly would inherit her headright,
And Bill Smith had been married to another of Molly's sisters who had died and married Rita, and he had started saying to people around town, I think I know who's behind this. And so he and Rita had been in Arkansas at Hot Springs. They came home, and they blew up the house the night they came home.
See, this is where it gets to your gut.
It does. It does.